Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio. I am JR. It's the JR Sport Brief show coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Much love to everybody all over North America. Okay, I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. And of course, we're going to be talking about NFL Wild Card Weekend, the conclusion of NFL Wild Card Weekend. And it was a hell of a conclusion in Los Angeles, in Inglewood, at SoFi Stadium. This is what you call an ass kicking. The Los Angeles Rams just beat the Arizona Cardinals. The final score, 34-11. The Los Angeles Rams are going to move on. They're going to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the divisional round. And the Arizona Cardinals, they go home. This was a beating of historic proportions. This was an ass-kicking that is going to go down in the record books. I know, 34-11 doesn't sound all that bad. It's not like the New England Patriots beating that they got Saturday night, 47-17. But the Arizona Cardinals could not generate offense to save their damn lives. So we're going to get into that game real in depth in a second, okay? Here's the deal. If you want to listen to the show at any point in time, this is a four-hour show. I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Much love to everybody listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates, people listening on SiriusXM Channel 158, and if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. And so now that the wild card round is done, we're going to have a couple of days to focus in on the divisional matchups. We saw the games. The Cowboys choked. What else is new? Couldn't generate any offense. It seemed like they didn't realize the game was going on until the fourth quarter, and then it was too late. 49ers move on. I was wrong. I thought the Cowboys would edge them out. No, Cowboys did the same old, same old. Ben Roethlisberger. Steelers lose to the Chiefs. Chiefs hand them the ass, 42-21. They're dancing, having a good time. And Roethlisberger, looks like we won't see this man on an NFL field ever again. And then, right before we went to break, we talked about the Bengals beating the Raiders. The final score there, 26-19. The Bengals will now take on the Tennessee Titans. Now, let's get into how ugly this game was. The game was basically done between the Rams and the Cards. At halftime, it was basically done. The Rams led 21-0 at the half. If I just think about the first quarter of this game, the Arizona Cardinals had negative 3 yards in the first quarter. Their first four drives, they were all punts. You would think Arizona, the first time that they've been to the playoffs since 2015, that they would have a little bit more life, and that wasn't the case. It didn't matter that J.J. Watt came back with a busted-up shoulder, recovered from a busted-up shoulder, that you actually have James Conner and Chase Edmonds on the field at the same time. I guess not having DeAndre Hopkins was the largest detriment, because this Cardinals team, they lost 5 out of their last 6 games. And going into tonight's game, or in tonight's game, they had 8 straight drives where they didn't even have a first down. This was pitiful. At one point in time, Kyler Murray, who threw 2 interceptions tonight, the Rams were so deep into his behind, pardon me, but they were throwing and beating him around so much that he was in the end zone. He was getting ready to be sacked for a safety, and Kyler Murray held on to the ball, and then he thought it was a good idea just to kind of, you know, flip it out of the end zone, just to flip it out of the end zone. And you want to know what happened? This happened. Take a listen.
Murray with time. Pops, pressures, collapsing, flips it out into the open field. It's intercepted. David Long Jr. scoops it up and takes it in for a pick 6 and a 20-0 Rams lead.
Oh, my goodness. Kevin Kugler calling the game tonight for Westwood One. If you wanted to hear a Kyler Murray touchdown, that's the closest that you got. Kyler Murray, unfortunately, threw a touchdown, flipping the damn ball out of the end zone, trying to avoid a safety, and just kind of flips it to the 3-yard line, and David Long is right there to just snatch it and fall into the end zone, basically, for a touchdown. But that's not how things got started. First quarter, someone who a lot of people consider to be washed up. Oh, he's not the same guy after the surgery. Oh, he can't do this, he can't do that. How about Odell Beckham Jr. was able to come down and haul in a touchdown, a 4-yard pass in the corner, jump in the air, straight bring it down for Matthew Stafford. Odell, he's still got a little bit of something, huh?
On the left hash, it's Stafford to the shotgun. Gets the shotgun snap, looking left, throwing left. OBJ left, got corner, leaping up, pulls it down, feet down, touchdown! Odell Beckham Jr., the jump ball, puts 6 on the board, and the Rams take the early lead.
Yep, that was the first score, first quarter. Matthew Stafford, quarterback sneak, just pushed the ball into the end zone in the second, 14-0. And that David Long interception you heard, the only touchdown pass thrown by Kyler Murray to the wrong team, that made it 21-0. That's how we ended up at 21-0 at halftime. And then we get into the third quarter. About 5 minutes go by. And yeah, Matthew Stafford, he's pretty close to the end zone. So what does he do? He throws the football to the guy who basically won the wide receiver triple crown, leading the world in receptions, touchdowns, yards. He connects with this guy, Cooper Kupp.
Second down from the 7. 6 yards for a first. Stafford throws right side. Kupp with a fingertip grab, plucking it off the turf at the 1 and tumbling in for a Rams touchdown.
There isn't too much more I can share with you. That this was abuse. This was like watching grown men play with boys, because there was no resistance. It's like taking an NFL team, and this is not to be fully disrespectful to the Cardinals, but they showed no resistance. This was like watching an NFL team squash a Pop Warner team. Kyler Murray didn't have a chance. He finished tonight with 137 yards passing, 2 interceptions. There was a point in this game where Odell Beckham Jr., who threw a strike across field, he threw a 40-yard pass across the field. Odell, with that one 40-yard pass, had more passing yards than Kyler Murray, who had 28 at one point in the game. That's how bad it looked. Kyler Murray, of course, dejected as the game wound down to a close. Cameras on him, head down, sitting on the bench. You looked at him. Obviously, he's dejected, but he looked like he was thinking about time with the Oakland Athletics. Kyler Murray looked like, damn it, can I get back to baseball? And unfortunately, Arizona and Cliff Kingsbury, they got to move on. They didn't look competitive. And I said this last week, but I did not expect it to be this damn bad. I thought that Kyler Murray was going to have to do too much. I thought that he was going to have to put on a Superman's cape and play absolutely out of his mind. He didn't even get the chance. Kyler Murray didn't even get the damn opportunity. He was sacked. He needs to be happy that he was only sacked twice. Von Miller right there to meet him for a sack. Aaron Donald right there to meet him for a sack. And ultimately, Kyler Murray was pressured all game long, and Arizona got beat down, and the Los Angeles Rams controlled the game. Matthew Stafford picking up his first playoff victory. And in the process tonight, he had a passer rating of, I believe, 130, 150. He just set the record tonight for passer rating when it comes down to the Rams franchise, Matthew Stafford. So good for Matthew Stafford coming in, earning his damn money so far. We know that this isn't where the Los Angeles Rams want to stop. They're going to take on the Buccaneers. We know the Buccaneers have been banged up. They've been injured. But they're not just void of talent. Tom Brady and his squad can still go out there and beat anybody, quite frankly, even though they're hurt. This is a hell of a game. Matthew Stafford actually won a playoff game. I know there's a lot of people in Detroit who say, oh, yeah, he's going to choke and he's going to suck and he's not going to be worth it. 202 yards passing. Two touchdowns. Didn't need to throw the ball all over the damn place. Only 17 times completing 13 passes. But this is where the Rams went out and dominated. On the ground. The Rams controlled this game from the get-go. All they had to do was run the ball. And from early on, Sony Michel, just every time he ran it, it's like he picked up 10 yards, chunks, 15 yards, like it was nothing. Cam Akers, someone who's still out here recovering from a blown Achilles, 55 yards. Sony Michel, 58. Stafford, just rushing, 22. They rushed the ball 38 times for 140 yards. Cooper Kupp caught a touchdown. Odell caught a touchdown. This was as perfect of a game that you could expect from the Los Angeles Rams. And this is a team we saw go to the Super Bowl. Is it going to be different now that Jared Goff is in Detroit and that Matthew Stafford is in Los Angeles? I would think so. Sean McVay, he spoke after the game. And he says, you know what? Everybody did their part. We competed as a team.
Thought we came out just with a great look in our eye. I thought the coaches put together a good game plan, but ultimately the players executed, and there was a lot of guys that contributed, and the defense was phenomenal.
They beyond whatever he said, competed. They did more than that. They demolished. This Los Angeles Rams team is almost a squad of mercenaries. I don't know how long they're going to be able to hold this squad together. Trading away draft picks. Thinking about all the money they have to pay these players. bringing in Matthew Stafford, Odell Beckham Jr., Von Miller, paying Jalen Ramsey, foregoing draft picks and capital just to win another Super Bowl. The Rams have to go for it. They need to have success. Anything less than a Super Bowl here for the Rams is going to be a massive failure. And every year that goes by where the Rams don't win a Super Bowl, that chasm is going to grow wide. Draft picks gone. Money allocated for, or money allocated for a lot of large players. This is all or nothing for Los Angeles. If they don't get the job done, they're going to have a tough time to pay. I don't care how great of a head coach Sean McVay is. You can't win if you don't have talent, if you can't pay the talent, if you can't procure the talent because you went and got all of the stars now. Well, tonight, all of those stars showed up. There was no Von Miller on the Rams last year. There was no Odell Beckham Jr. on the Rams last year. Matthew Stafford has gone through his own issues with turnovers, but he ain't been Jared Goff. Matthew Stafford was not on his team last year. And so maybe this Los Angeles Rams team can turn things around and march towards the Super Bowl. We're going to have plenty of time this week to talk about Los Angeles taking on the Bucks. Who do I favor? Who do you favor? We're going to have time to get into that. But if you take a look at tonight's matchup, man, we've had a lot of blowouts this past wild card weekend. But what the Rams did tonight, they didn't even give Arizona a damn chance. Arizona, they could have just stayed in Phoenix. They could have stayed in Glendale. They never had to move an inch if they were going to catch an ass whooping like this. So Matthew Stafford, I guess for one game, he shakes the stink of not having a playoff victory. For one night so far, Matthew Stafford is worth the money and worth the trade that Los Angeles pulled off to bring him in from Detroit. And Sean McVay, he's happy for Matthew Stafford that he got his first playoff victory.
I think he did a great job leading the way. You know, he's still the same great player to me, and he always was before this game as well. And so I think it's good so you guys don't have to talk about that anymore, so he can get that one out of the way. Really proud of him. Just so lucky to be able to do this with him. He's our leader. We wouldn't be here without him.
Yeah, you better hope for more. With the Lions, he was 0-3. That is not a shock, not a surprise. But even Sean McVay is looking forward to more. But as he said, tonight is the start. The final score, the Los Angeles Rams, they beat the Arizona Cardinals 34-11, dominating the game from beginning to end. Los Angeles, next stop, they're going to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Everybody chipped in and did their part. All of the stars that Los Angeles brought in did their part. Matthew Stafford, 2 touchdowns in the air. Odell Beckham Jr. hauling in a score. Von Miller contributing a sack. And the same, no different than Aaron Donald, who's been there from the get-go. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I am opening up the phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. 34-11, Los Angeles over Arizona. Wild card weekend is over. We got another blowout. What are your thoughts on what the Rams did to Arizona? We got a lot of blowouts. The Rams, they got a lot of star power. Is their star power going to continue to push them further ahead? Is this the first playoff victory for Matthew Stafford? Does he have another one? I think this Rams team can go to the Super Bowl. We got a lot of people who picked the Rams in the preseason to go to the Super Bowl. We'll talk about it. What are your thoughts on the game tonight? It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. NFL wildcard weekend. It's over. The Rams, they just beat Arizona 34-11. Kyler Murray couldn't do a damn thing. Matthew Stafford, almost a perfect game. 13 of 17, 202 yards, two touchdowns, one to Cup, one to Beckham. He was able to kind of sneak in for another touchdown. They were dominant, 21-0 at halftime. Arizona basically started the game off. Punt, 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 punt. Interception back for six. This was embarrassing. I'm sure Kyler Murray is thinking about the Oakland A's. And meanwhile, you have the Los Angeles Rams, who ultimately, Sean McVay and his squad will be thinking about Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. The Los Angeles Rams, they proved that they are still Super Bowl capable. They were a lot of folks' favorite to go to the Super Bowl in the preseason anyway. They've added all of this talent. It doesn't matter if it's Matthew Stafford last offseason, Von Miller in the middle of the season, Odell Beckham in the middle of the season. Every single one of those guys contributed tonight. Von Miller had a sack. Odell caught a touchdown. He also set up another score, 40-yard pass. Everybody did their part. And so Los Angeles, yeah, they're Super Bowl capable. In Arizona, this was a first-time playoff experience for Kyler Murray. But Matthew Stafford, he gets his first playoff win. And Arizona's going to have to figure out a way to put some more talent around Kyler Murray. And then Cliff Kingsbury, I expect him to return, knowing that he got to the playoffs. But the Bidwells are going to expect him to really just move this team another rung and another step forward. Otherwise, he will then get the boot. I got the phone lines open. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on this beatdown that the Rams gave Arizona tonight? What are your thoughts on what the Rams can do for the rest of this postseason, especially as they get ready to take on the defending champions in Tampa Bay? If you can't call, you can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. The number 855-212-4CBS. Let's start off in San Diego. Let's talk to Dan. Hey, Dan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? How's it going tonight?
I'm very well, man. What are your thoughts on what Los Angeles did tonight and what they can do the rest of the season?
Well, first of all, it wasn't that big of a surprise. I mean, I thought that it was going to be a little bit of a better game than what we got tonight. I mean, the Rams just straight up handed it to the Cardinals. So what I think is for sure against the Buccaneers and the greatest of all time, Tom Brady, we're going to get a much better game, regardless. I think we can guarantee that.
Yes, I would say so, yes.
And to add to that, I mean, I think really the crux of this game is going to come down to Matt Stafford versus Tom Brady. Now, I think that the Rams have a little bit more talent when you look at Aaron Donald and you look at Jalen Ramsey and you look at Von Miller and you look at Cooper Kupp and now OBJ is making plays. I mean, I think that they have a little bit of an edge when you look at personnel, but when you look at the quarterbacks, we have to give the edge to the GOAT. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I would still go with Tom Brady. Matthew Stafford still has, I don't want to say a lot to prove. Matthew Stafford is a good quarterback, and we've seen Matthew Stafford play for a bad team. And unfortunately, he's been hindered because of that. And so this is still, I don't want to call it a coming out party for Matthew Stafford, but sure, he was selected by Sean McVay. Hey, Jared Goff, get the hell out of here. I don't want your turnovers. Bring in Stafford. And then he went on a turnover stretch. And so every game that Matthew Stafford plays, he has a chance and an opportunity to change the narrative and the story around his career.
Is 100%.
Yeah, you were good. You were good with the Lions, and you were good throwing it out the Megatron. Yeah, but you were also just whatever. He can become a champion. He really can. And the fact is, Tom Brady already is a champion. You know, seven damn times over. And so let's see if Matthew Stafford can start going out there and slaying giants. Because if he wins a Super Bowl, that's exactly what he's gonna have to do. It doesn't matter if it's Brady. Doesn't matter if it's Aaron Rodgers. He's gonna have to slay some giants if he wants a ring.
Oh, you are 100% correct on that. And I just got to say, you mentioned Megatron in Detroit. It's only fitting. You know, he had the record with him for receiving yards in a season and then just one-upped it with Cooper Kupp this year. And I think what's going to be really intriguing is, let's just say, for example, if the Buccaneers are able to edge this one out with Tom Brady having another masterpiece to add to his accolades of a career, and let's just see if the 49ers can take down the Packers, and then you got Jimmy Garoppolo going up against Tom Brady in the conference. I mean, that would be a story.
Let's let things develop a little bit, and we'll kind of see from there. Dan, thank you.
Just if you remember, we talked on Tuesday, and I told you the 49ers had the edge over the Cowboys. So I just wanted to remind you about that. So
okay.
Anyway,
thank you, Dan. Appreciate you for calling from San Diego. I speak to so many people. I didn't remember that. There were a lot of people who told me that the 49ers were going to win. A bunch of people told me that the Cowboys would win. I gave the Cowboys the edge, and I was wrong there. So, I mean, what are you going to do? I can't do damn thing about it. Jerry, he's calling from Pittsburgh. And if you missed it, we talked about the Cowboys to open the show. Make sure you listen on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind. Jerry is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Jerry.
Okay, watching the Rams tonight, they look really good. Now, going up against Tampa, I like Brady a lot better than Stafford. Stafford has his good games and bad games. And Tom, he always has a good game. His bad games are really still good yet. If the offensive line can keep that defense off of him, he got the receivers, Gronk, he got the other ones, the running backs coming back. I think the Tampa Bay can put up points against the Rams. Now,
Tampa Bay can put up points against the Rams, but I think this should be a good game. Now, I want to give Tom Brady all the credit in the world. You said that Tom Brady, his bad games are still good games. I don't know if I go that far. I watched an NFC Championship game last year between the Bucs and the Green Bay Packers, and Tom Brady went out there and threw three interceptions. I mean, he pretty much had an even game. I think he also had three touchdowns. That they got by the skin of their teeth because, you know, they took the ball out of his hand. Now, they took the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hand. So Tom Brady can be beat. We've seen it. He's not just perfect.
Right. Last year was the first year. Now they're a little bit more together this year. This is their second year all together.
Okay.
And I think they're more cohesive now. And I like Tampa Bay, not a by maybe 6 or 7 points. I think it's going to be really close. Now, when the other guy talked about Garoppolo in San Francisco, I don't even put no stock in that Garoppolo.
Well, we ain't. Well, Jerry, yeah. Garoppolo, we're not talking about Jimmy G right now. Unfortunately,
okay.
Jimmy G is dealing not only with a hand injury, which we've known about for weeks, he's also dealing with a shoulder injury as well. So we have to see how that factors into the 49ers as they go up to Green Bay to take on the Packers. That's certainly going to be an interesting game as well. They're going to have to run the hell out of that ball. And Kyle Shanahan, he's going to have to prove one more time why he is a great offensive coach, at least to think things out. I know my friends in Atlanta may not agree, but we know he's pretty innovative.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Much love to everybody listening all over North America. Tonight, it's pretty much the end of Wild Card Weekend. Yeah, it's been extended into Monday night. We have to have 17 games. We got to have more games. We have to have a Monday night playoff game. I get it. Well, tonight's game was a beatdown. The Los Angeles Rams, they put a stop. They put an end to Wild Card Weekend as they beat the living hell out of Arizona. The final score, 34-11. And that sounds like a normal beatdown, but if you think about how the game started, just at halftime, 21-0, they had no chance. Kyler Murray had no chance. They had no breathing room. Los Angeles moved the ball any which way they wanted to, whether it was on the ground, whether it was in the air, and they looked dejected, obviously, at the end of the game. J.J. Watt made it back after his shoulder surgery, and he looked dejected. There was no DeAndre Hopkins. We know he's been out for weeks. The only way that we was going to see him is if they went on a deeper run. Even Chase Edmonds and, James Conner were back. Didn't lead for nothing. Kyler Murray didn't have enough help in any capacity. And so the Cardinals go home. Cliff Kingsbury's going to have to answer questions as to what went wrong with his offense, how he could spread out a little bit more of the love next season. Kyler Murray will have to answer questions about how the team can get better, how he can do better, and also stay healthy into next year. You think about how the Rams started off the season, the Cards. Man, they were 7-0 to start. Kind of fell off a cliff to pretty much end the year, losing 5 out of their last 6 games. So I got the phone lines open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls. I want you to hear from Matthew Stafford, who also picked up his first playoff victory. He was 0-3 with the Lions. And then we can continue kind of wrapping up everything that took place here over Wild Card Weekend. Kerry, calling from Palm Springs, California. Kerry, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the game tonight and then what the Rams were able to do?
Well, hello, and thank you for taking my call. My thoughts on tonight's game are, I've been an LA Rams fan since the 70s, before they moved to Anaheim and then ultimately to St. Louis. I haven't forgiven them at all. So them coming back, I'm not exactly a Rams fan. But that said, I think tonight's effort and tonight's performance might be a little deceiving in that you could argue that the last third of the season, Arizona was one of the worst two or three teams in the whole league. I mean, in typical Cliff Kingsbury fashion, his teams start off, it would be at Texas Tech or the Cardinals, they start off with a flash of the air raid that nobody can figure out, and once they do, his teams end up looking very inept and out of sync and just don't have any answer, much like tonight. So while the Rams looked good, I think they were beating up on a very inferior foe. And next week against Tampa, not only will they have their hands full, they won't even – I'm just saying tonight's performance was more of a very poor Arizona team, not so much a robust Rams effort, although they did look good.
I don't think that's fair. Like, I think we all understand they beat the living hell out of Arizona. But here's the thing. They were supposed to do that, okay? They were supposed to. I don't think anyone is surprised. Is anyone going to lay out and say, oh, man, they're going to beat them 34-11? No. But they did what they were supposed to do. I don't want to take anything away from them because if you think about their performance, that's not a gimme. It's not like Arizona woke up and just said, here's a W. You got to give Los Angeles some type of credit for how they trounced them. That's not easy. I don't care who the team is.
Well, keep in mind that Arizona lost to Detroit and Seattle at the end of the season.
I know who they lost to. I just told you they lost 5 of 6 games. I'm very familiar with all of that. What I'm trying to say to you is they were supposed to beat the Arizona Cardinals. They were supposed to do that. I'm not looking at Arizona and saying, oh, man, they just laid down, and as a result, this team, the Rams, they won. The Rams have talent on their team. They have talent on their squad. And to say that it was less about what they did and more about Arizona just being trash, I don't think is fair to the Rams. That's my only point. I don't think we can go ahead and say such a thing. Oh, the Rams only look good tonight because, the Cardinals are trash. Look, the Rams still have a hell of a lot more to prove. Matthew Stafford specifically. Odell Beckham has more to prove. Von Miller has something to prove. And damn it, he's a Super Bowl MVP. But how much more do you still have left in the tank? Sean McVay has something to prove. He traded away almost everything and wanted to bring these players in to have one more shot. The Rams have a lot to prove, and they have a lot of talent on the squad. So let's not say that, oh, my God, they only look this way because they played Arizona. They didn't have to kick their ass the way they did. They were running on all cylinders. Let's not call Arizona just giving the game away. And Matthew Stafford spoke to the media at the conclusion of tonight's game, and in picking up his first playoff victory, he said that everybody in the media, they cared more about it than he did. Take a listen.
I think it means a lot more to you guys and all that. I mean, I just want to be a part of this team and help us win. So I trust in myself, trust in my abilities, trust in my teammates. And I'll go out there and play and let the chips fall where they may.
Let's see where they continue to fall. Let's see what they can do against the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers still obviously not at full strength, but still more than a capable team. We saw them beat Philadelphia 31-15. That also was not really a competitive game. And let's see how they move on. Langston, calling up from Wichita, Kansas. Langston, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think tonight's win was, you know, expected. I don't think anybody thought it was going to be a blowout, but I want to really talk about the Bucks game. I really feel your analogy of this Rams team being filled with mercenaries is correct. I think that those mercenaries are really going to have to play well for the Rams to have a shot to beat the Bucks. I think we're going to have to see more pressure from Von Miller like he created with that sack on the first drive of the game. We're going to have to see if Aaron Donald can come alive and really, you know, create pressure. Can he get to Tom Brady? You know, can they dictate the run game? I think Odell is going to have to be big in this game. You know, I just think Jalen Ramsey, he's going to have to take on the assignment of, you know, one-on-one with Mike Evans. And, you know, I think the most important thing is how prepared can Sean McVay have them mentally? You know, because Tom Brady, he's great, but he's great because he's mentally great. So can you avoid stupid mistakes? Can you avoid turnovers? And can you win in the trenches? That's okay. All I got for you.
Thank you so much, Langston, for calling from Wichita, Kansas. I believe that game is going to be more competitive than a lot of these beatdowns that we saw over the weekend. And that's what you would expect as you move round to round in the playoffs. You start weeding out some of the poorer teams who barely got in there. I'm looking at you, Steelers. You start moving out some of the teams that might have a rookie quarterback. I'm looking at you, Mac Jones, unfortunately, or not fortunately. Joe Burrow is moving along. He's an outlier in that space, in that regard. And you have better teams. And so I would expect the future matchups to look pretty damn good. Ron is here from Miami. Ron, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, and I think, like you said, matchup is the key. And I think the Rams could go a little bit further not only because of the acquisitions they made and they got Cam Akers back, but because, as you said earlier, the Tampa Bay is hobbled. That offensive lineman who got hurt Sunday, he's key. And Brady could be in trouble for a little beatdown.
Yeah, Tom Brady was sacked four times yesterday, four times. And if you were to ask me, I would say that the Rams' pass rush is bigger than what the Eagles could go out there and throw
Absolutely.
Out there. So I think that this game is going to be competitive. I'm not going to say that the Rams will be favored. I don't think they will be. I'm sure that there are a lot of people. I'm not going to give my pick. I'm going to wait until later on in the week. But I would figure most people would give Tampa Bay a slight edge, maybe by a field goal or 6 or 7 points.
Home favorite, that's why.
Yeah, exactly. Playing at home. But I think it's going to be a good game. And I think
I do too. But I think that offensive line not being full strength, I think it's going to be a problem for the Buccaneers.
Okay. Yeah, you think about Wirfs, you think about Jensen, they didn't necessarily walk away unscathed, so we have to see how they continue to heal up earlier on this week. You know, Ryan Jensen got popped in the back, but, you know, he was okay to finish out the game. But then you have Tristan Wirfs, and, man, he was limping around after a while, so we have to see how this continues on into the week. So I'm going to take more of your calls. You know how to reach me. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls about this Rams beatdown of the Cards 34-11. We'll also talk about how many blowouts we got. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.